entrepreneurs who needs them. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. Professor Staccato with the great music every time. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are the only legal program in the United States syndicated with our own orchestra.
Right.
Professor Stanley Staccato, the band leader. Thanks for coming back. Well, Jim was right in the middle of talking about some of the key questions that Elena Kagan is being asked in her confirmation confirmation hearing.
Right.
All right. So tell us what those others are, and we'll keep moving along here.
The next one, I think they're going to involve themselves with is this question of gay rights. That's another one.
Oh, another one.
Seems to come up, like abortion, and I don't know why people get involved in these things. I wish they weren't issues, but they are. One of the sure things here, though. You know, when she was the dean of the Harvard Law School.
Harvard, yes.
Harvard. And she went along with a policy of barring military recruiters from the campus. Then the federal government said, you want our money? You better let them.
I remember that. We covered that case.
Then when that happened, she allowed them in, but she made it a little different. At any rate, that was the reason they barred military recruiting was because it has the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Right.
And they feel that's discriminatory against gays.
Yes, yes.
And their policy, that is the schools, the Ivy League has an agreement among themselves.
Right.
That if you're against gays, they have a policy that's discrimination and you can't discriminate. And because of that, they won't the federal government's on. So this is going to be... I think that reasoning is so cockeyed that it's unbelievable because, you know, you got to have an army.
Exactly.
And they're an employer. The fact that they may have a policy with which you disagree.
Right.
Tell your congressman, do it that way. Do it. Don't prevent them from employing because a soldier is employed. An officer is employed by the military.
Right.
And in turn by the United States, who are we? We're the United States.
Yeah, but I don't.
So this business of keeping recruiters off of campus because there's a policy in the don't ask, don't tell. That policy may be getting rid of pretty soon, but anyway, that's it. And they will ask her about that. And I certainly would ask her about keeping military recruiters off. I feel very strongly about that because, as you know, and I know that from my service in the Spanish-American War,
yes.
I'm very much in favor of the military and keeping a strong military. In fact, I'm in favor of universal military training, but we can go into that some other time.
Well, let me ask you one thing.
Stuff like that.
How do you feel about Obama's new plan? Don't ask, just wink.
That's right. That's not a bad plan, except the people with a glass eye are going to have trouble winking.
All right.
The next... issue that will come before is the extent of what her opinion is concerning the extent of executive power.
That's worthwhile.
And which will finally put everybody to sleep. But there is this question of, you know, the extent of presidential power and stuff like that.
Yep.
The court ultimately and from time to time has to decide.
Right.
So that's that.
All right. Well, we have a judge that lifts the moratorium on offshore drilling over President Obama's objection. And people are saying that his ban on drilling because of the explosion was knee-jerk and not really appropriate. So now they've lifted the ban.
That's what the judge said. He didn't exactly put it in that way.
He said it in more legalistic terms.
A knee-jerk, and he didn't call Obama a jerk because he, of course, he's a Reagan appointee, but he's a very bright guy. This judge, his name is Martin Feldman. He's United States District
Marty Feldman.
Judge Marty Feldman in, not the Marty Feldman that plays the goofball in the movies, who played in Young Frankenstein, who played Igor.
It is alive!
That's right. Well, this Marty is a different Feldman. Anyway, he's a United States District Court judge, which, by the way, the comedian Marty Feldman could qualify for district court judge. Nothing wrong with what he does.
No.
A lot of district court judges are more outrageous than he is.
The problem is you never know if he's looking right at you because he's got that one eye goes to the left.
He's got an eye, like when my friend of mine used to say, one of his eyes is in the soup. But anyway, the judge decided that you can't stop all drilling because one well was faulty or did something wrong. The federal government has been, a knee-jerk reaction. You can't condemn all deep-water drilling activities because there was one accident or more than you can anything. I mean, you don't stop all automobile traffic because there's a traffic accident.
Right, exactly.
The suspension was lifted. The case will come to trial, and they might be able to, but they can't do it on what we call ex parte. Just go in there, and the president says, knock it off, stop all the drilling. Because involved in this thing are jobs and incomes and everything. The whole Gulf economy, a great deal of it is based on that. And so for the time being, they can return to drilling. Now, what other things the federal government will do to do something, I don't know. Okay.
All right.
And that's that.
All right. Well, good. We got to keep our eye on that.
Right.
You know, we got a quick one here, which I think is
Marty
really...
Feldman trying to keep his eye on it too.
That's, that's very nice. Yeah, very
that's
quick.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
You might be 106, but you're quick-minded.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah,
quick-witted and quick-minded. And sometimes, we can't even find it, but all right. This is a tragic, tragic story that McDonald's Happy Meals now are not so happy. What's making them sad?
Well, people are threatening to sue because the Happy Meals encourage obesity. Well, anybody who sells food encourages obesity if you're subject to being obese.
Right.
The fact of the matter is that the Center for Science in the Public Interest, acronym for that is, it's a, well, anyway.
Hold on, I gotta get a towel now.
Center for Science and Public Interest said that the plastic promotions lure children into McDonald's restaurants.
The toys that they put in the Happy
that
Meal.
That lures them in. That's a lure, like when you fish with a lure.
But I love those toys.
Well, I know, but
how could you not have the toys?
Look at you, you're obese. The fact of the matter is, they say McDonald's is the stranger in the playground, handing candy to the children, like when a sexual predator comes into the playground.
Yeah, what a terrible analogy.
It is. It is a bad analogy.
For goodness sakes, that happy meal.
But McDonald's, in defense, says...
What did they say?
The menu now includes the option of apple slices, that none of the kids take, instead of French fries, and you can dip the apples in caramel sauce so you can make sure you still get obese.
Oh, goodness.
And they can order milk or juice with the Happy Meals
instead of a Coke
or any of that. It seems that
this is tragic.
We're going a little overboard.
Yes.
I mean, if the parent of the child will keep the kid from eating so much, the kid won't get fat.
Right. And keep those toys. I love those toys.
Right.
I hope you love those toys.
Stay out of the place, fatso. Don't go in there for that Happy Meal. It ain't so happy. You'll be a fat kid again.
Oh, man. You're tough on everybody. Well, folks, don't be so tough on him. He can't help himself. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.